Salut tout le monde, welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Today I'm going to continue with the review of Fluent Forever by Gabriel Winer. Our focus today is on chapter 4, where he shared the symphony of a word and wordplay. In this book, Gabriel says not all words are created equal. We use certain words far more often than others. English has at least a quarter of a million words, but if you only knew the top 100 words in English, you would recognize half of everything you read. Most times, there are simple words that you use all the time. These words are an excellent place to start a language because you will see them everywhere. They will let you work more efficiently because you're not wasting your time with rare words. You are actually 79 times more likely to talk about your mother than your niece. So why not learn mother first and niece later? The ideal place to start is to use frequency lists. They provide an incredible foundation for your target language. Now, it is important to note that the most frequent words aren't the same in every language, and each language has its own frequency lists. Despite the differences between languages, there is a fair amount of overlap in every language's most frequent words. In Appendix 5 of Gabriel's book, he shared a list of 625 simple common words. Now, these words are easy to visualize, and so you can learn them with pictures instead of translations. Gabriel also talked about game with words in this chapter, and this is my favorite part because these games help to make the words you learn more memorable. Now let's look at the three games Gabriel talked about. The first game is called the Spot the Differences game. Now this game is all about finding meaning through Google Images. According to Gabriel, hidden beneath Google Images is a treasure trove. He says every image comes with a caption, and those captions exist in 130 languages. It is an effectively unlimited source of tiny illustrated stories about every word you need to learn. Google Images as a storybook to find stories in Google Images, search for a word, and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. There you will see the link switch to basic version. Every image will now show up with its corresponding caption. So when you research a word using Google Images, you are playing the Spot the Differences game. You are looking for the difference between what you expect to see and what you actually see. The second game Gabriel shared is the memory game, that is boosting meaning through personal connection. Images by themselves are very powerful. However, you can make your word memories even more distinct by adding a personal connection. You are looking for any memory that you can connect with your new word. If you can find one, you have just made your word 50% more memorable. Even if you can't, the process of searching for a memory gives you a major boost. When you create flashcards, use the best storytelling tool ever invented, which is Google Images. Then spend a moment to find a link between each word and your own personal experiences. The third game is the mnemonic imagery game, which is basically memorizing nonsensical bits of grammar. Many languages assign a nonsensical grammatical gender to each of their nouns, which is a standard source of trouble for language learners. I'm not really sure why Gabriel calls it nonsensical, but he says if your language has grammatical gender, you can memorize it easily if you assign each gender a particularly vivid action and then imagine each of your nouns performing that action. So in summary, Gabriel is trying to say that you use certain words much more frequently than others. So learn those first. Also, for every new word you learn, make sure you know how to pronounce and spell it. Not only that, discover the actual meaning of the word. Finally, build new meaningful associations into every word you learn using personal connections. So that's it for today. I hope you learned something new. Remember, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend. Adios!